Award-winning Boston chef Jamie Bissonette describes himself as a late bloomer. Today, he's the chef partner of six restaurants, but his road to success wasn't exactly straightforward. In high school, Bissonette says the adults in his life didn't have high expectations for him, which almost derailed his journey before it started. He shares his story for this installment of WBUR's Lessons Learned.
When I was younger, the goal was not go to jail. That was it. I was getting in a fair amount of trouble. I was fighting a lot. I definitely had like a wicked chip on my shoulder because I had no direction. The guidance counselors put me in the class where I got to leave early. In his words, well, we've got to get you ready for the workforce because you're certainly not going to college or really going to amount to anything. So you should start learning how to pump gas or like bag groceries. Hearing things like that was really damaging, to be honest. And I was like, oh, okay, if I'm destined to go nowhere, then why should I apply myself to try to go anywhere? So I stopped listening to people at school. I stopped applying myself. And, you know, what's the lowest passing grade you could get? That was me. And then I found music. And I found punk rock and hardcore. I found people at those shows, and there was like 10 of us that were going to see punk and hardcore bands every weekend. You know, we talked about starting a band, and we did that. And I started traveling. And the one thing that you do is you have to go find somewhere to eat. We were all vegetarians and a lot of vegans. In the early 90s, it was not easy to eat in a lot of parts of the United States. So, okay, Denny's has the fried okra. The fried okra is vegetarian. We can get a side of home fries if we ask him to do it in a pan. It won't be contaminated with all the bacon fat. And then we met a guy who was a devoted Hare Krishna. And he's like, oh, well, if you come with us, you can pray, you can meditate, and there's like a free meal in the basement. So we started doing that. And the spices that were in the dal and chana dal and the dosa and all of the chutneys blew my mind. And I started to really think about flavors and how they work together. And I fell in love with it. I stopped practicing when we had band practice. And one of my friends who was in the band, he said, you should be a cook, man. Like, you're a pretty terrible musician. And you've got a lot of energy. And he was right. The next thing you know, I was like 17 years old, got kicked out of high school. And somebody told me about a culinary school that I could get into with a GED. So I went. High school to culinary school for me wasn't comparable. Like, it was more like, going to school and then going to culinary school was like that proverbial going to church. Like, I walked in and was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I had really great knife skills, and I was fast, and I was very clean. I showed up early every day. I stayed late. And the chef instructors would tell me, you really have a knack for this. Like, you're going to be great. You just need to slow down and make sure you pay attention. In culinary school, we had to take some other classes. Like, we took an art history class, and we took public speaking classes. And I found myself doing really well in things that I was doing really poorly in high school. And it was environment. It was having people believe in me and having people say, you know, we think you're good at what you do. And I realized that was such an important part of my subconscious. Like, I needed that. So I did a lot better in school.